The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keith Ellison making news today that he would like to continue as the state of Minnesota's attorney general, would like to win for a third term. That election obviously will take place next year. And the attorney general is kind enough to join us. Like all of our guests, Keith is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it as always. The simplest question is, why do you believe you should have this job again? Which accomplishments should the voters look at and say, yes, he should continue as our attorney general?
Well, you know, the reason I'm running again is because the struggle to help Minnesotans afford their lives is certainly ongoing. Maybe it's even tougher now. And we are fighting to make sure that we have a fair economy for Minnesotans. So you take, for example, how we sued the insulin cartel, and we sued Novo Nordisk, Sanofi, and Eli Lilly, and capped insulin at $35. Then from on there, we took people to court in the area of fraud on backyard pools, solar things like that. We've taken people to court when it came to Juul and the vaping and marketing to kids. And we've also been at the forefront of holding ExxonMobil accountable for lying about how about climate change and basically enriching themselves as they did it. So we've been very, very busy protecting consumers, protecting workers. Our wage theft group, we've recovered over $2 million for people whose wages have been stolen, gotten them back into the pockets of those families. But then there's this other thing, Chad, and that is problems we're facing from the federal government right now. I've had to sue the Trump administration because of their illegal tariffs, which is an import tax, essentially has shut down the market that Minnesota soybean growers use when they send their soybeans to China. They now can't do that because of these import taxes and the retaliatory tariffs that the federal government has done. And then we have to worry about, Will we have a militarized cities in Minnesota? Because Trump is sort of threatening a whole lot of people with that, in my view, illegally. So I'm running to protect Minnesota's wallets and pocketbooks and family budgets, protect Minnesotans' rights, and to protect the state of Minnesota against federal overreach.
So let me jump in on that. You will have an opponent. Had a very competitive race last time. But to a lot of people, they believe you're running against Donald Trump, because you have challenged the administration, you've filed the number of lawsuits, you've pushed back against the administration so many times. So if someone says that to you, that your real opponent next year is Donald Trump, what do you say to that?
What I say to them is that we cannot allow the president to take, $22 billion away from the state of Minnesota. We went to court when President Trump started in his second term And we sued him because he's tried to impound or stop money that was designated for Minnesota and was going to withhold it from us. And we went to court. We sued him. We stopped him. But then he tries to take away money from our National Institute of Health. You know, this is money that medical researchers use to find cures for cancer, for Alzheimer's. He tried to take that money away. He tried to take money away for us when it comes to health care and other sorts of things and housing and victims, crime victims. So we can't just let the president allow DOGE to say Minnesota doesn't get money that it's supposed to get. So I end up having to protect Minnesota because that's not why I'm running, but it is something that I have to do because I can't just let the federal government run roughshod over the rights of the state of Minnesota.
Should anybody in Minnesota who is a Republican, who is a Trump voter and supporter, feel like in any way that you're so consumed by your battles against Trump that they are losing out because the attorney general's office is focused so much on Trump and they're not getting the full protection they deserve?
Oh, absolutely not. We are busy working on consumer issues all the time, wage issues, landlord-tenant issues, consumer protection issues. But also, no matter what party you're part of, let's say you happen to be in the category you mentioned, but you grow soybeans for a living and you sell them to China. I think you kind of need me, no matter who you voted for in the last election, to try to stop the president from interfering with your markets where you earn your living and livelihood. Certain things the president is doing are threatening rural hospitals, raising, cutting subsidies for Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and raising prices in other ways. And so we're going to court to protect rural communities in that way. And I don't care who's Republican, who's Democrat, who's independent. I just care if you're a Minnesotan, and we'll go to court to protect your interests no matter what how you voted. That's not really my concern. But I think that some of the things that the Trump administration are doing are hurting everyone. I could tell you, Chad, I was in southern Minnesota the other day, and I talked to somebody who was a dairy farmer, and they're like, look, you know, he's causing labor disruptions for my dairy farm. He's making it harder to get people to help me run my farm. And I said, what we're here to do is make sure that the system is fair, it's just, and that people are treated with dignity, respect, and according to law. And so that's what we're doing.
Let's talk fraud here. Because you know fraud is going to come up almost on a daily basis now with you running, and it's been a huge part in this state for valid reasons. No state in the country has faced the series of fraud stories that we have faced, well more than just feeding our future. Joe Thompson, the interim U.S. attorney for the state, has talked about not just $1 billion, but maybe billions. And there are a lot of people out there who look at the attorney general and view that role as someone who needs to stop fraud, that fraud should not happen at this level. Why should you continue in your job with the fraud that has taken place while you have been attorney general?
Well, because we've been prosecuting fraud. We're prosecutors. We're not at the part of the system where we make decisions about who gets in a program or who gets a grant. We don't do that. That's not our job. But what our job is to prosecute cases when there is suspected fraud. And we've prosecuted over 300 people, convicted over 300 people. Some are cutting news on some of those convictions are coming out today. We've recovered over $700 million. And so we have been we've cooperated and worked with the FBI, any agency out there. So we've been working very hard to prosecute people who prosecute fraud. And in fact, it was our cooperation that we've been working with the FBI on all of these cases that have come through. We've been materially contributing to holding these people accountable. So there you go. But the bottom line is, you know, I meant 70 million at it. And so that's how much we've recovered. But let me tell you, we've been prosecuting fraud, not just government programs, although I'm absolutely about prosecuting that fraud. We've also been prosecuting consumer fraud. And what I'm looking for, Chad, is not something I'm looking for a partner that wants to stop the fraud, not just use it as a political issue.
Well, let me jump in on that, because you know it's going to be a political issue. You're not new to this.
But it shouldn't be, Chad. It should be something that we work on a bipartisan basis.
Yeah, but you offer up accusations towards the other side when that's political also, right?
But not on issues that affect all of Minnesota. There are some things that are partisan because we have a different point of view. There are some, I mean, I believe in a woman's right to choose. Other people don't. I understand we're not going to agree on that. But when it comes to fraud, it doesn't help anyone. It hurts everyone. And so we should be working on a bipartisan basis to prosecute it, which is what I've been doing. And so we're looking. So I had a bill in the legislature. We need to improve our ability to actually get after fraud. We need to work with people on a bipartisan basis to do that. But I don't think we make Minnesota resources safer by politicizing this issue. We got to work together to protect the resources of our state.
This is Keith Ellison. He is the Attorney General. He's running for third term. He's kind enough to join us on the day when he is announced. I think there are a lot of people, and I'm in this group, Keith, where we look and we say, well, the governor's trying to run for election. You're trying to run for election. And in these top apparatuses, no one's been fired. Nobody has been held accountable. Yes, the individuals who committed these crimes should face the strongest punishment. But I think a lot of us say, if the system wasn't strong enough to prevent this, shouldn't somebody face some repercussions for not getting ahead of this and preventing it from happening?
Well, absolutely, the people who commit fraud should be prosecuted, should be convicted, and should face penalties. And that's why we've prosecuted over 300 of them. That's why we've contributed to the federal prosecutions and investigations you're seeing. Our people are part of those investigations and contributing information to making sure those people are held accountable. So, look, I'm all for.
Well, we're all for that, but I'm just saying at the higher level, no one has been dismissed. And no state has the fraud that we have right now. And in most jobs, if you have this sort of malfeasance, there's going to be a lot of people dismissed, forced to quit, or fired. And that hasn't happened at the statewide top level.
Look, because our people are prosecuting fraud, Chad. I mean, we've 300 people convicted of fraud. That's a lot. We're holding people accountable for stealing public money. That's what we are doing. That's what we've been doing. And we're going to continue to do it if we can get some partnership and cooperation. So,
are you not getting cooperation from Republicans in this area?
We had a bill in the last session, which we believe we really, really should have got more help on, because it ultimately we didn't increase the penalties that we were looking to increase for Medicaid fraud. We didn't get the subpoena power we were looking for. But I tell you this. I did in the other areas where we do criminal prosecution, because we have a Medicaid fraud unit that does criminal prosecution, and we have another group that does just general criminal prosecution backing up our counties. There was a time when we only had a few people doing criminal prosecution. Now we've got 9 because I went to the legislature, asked for it, and the legislature helped me get that. That's the kind of cooperation that we need in order to really clamp down on this fraud. And that's what we're going to continue to pursue and fight for. And now, and I can tell you that I believe that we can get our hands around this thing. We can hold these people accountable, but it's going to take cooperation, not just finger pointing.
Should we have term limits in this state?
You know, I've never been a fan of term limits. I tell you why, because it should be up to the voters who they want to elect. It should be the voters' prerogative. Why should we have a law that says that the voters can't vote for who they want to vote for? And so I've never been a big fan of it. And I tell you, who doesn't have term limits? Journalists don't have term limits. The people who work in the legislature and are not elected, they don't have term limits. Lobbyists don't have term limits. The only people who the term limit proponents want to have on term limits is the people who they can control, which who are the elected people.
Well,
so
but
I've never thought that it's a good idea.
I get that, and a lot of people agree with you. But let's be honest, if you're the incumbent, and it depends upon the position, right? You have a lot of advantages as an incumbent as opposed to when you're trying to get the office for the first time. That's why a lot of people believe the term limits. That's one of many reasons why people believe term limits should be in play. I mean, 8 years as the Attorney General is a lengthy period of time considering the import of that position.
Well, let me tell you, it's been a very unique and interesting time. We've gone through a lot of things in the state of Minnesota, and I feel that the work that I need to do is still there. Much of it needs to be done. We've got to protect the rights of the people of the state of Minnesota. We've got to protect consumer rights. We've got to protect the rights of workers out there. And there's just a lot of advocacy that needs to be done, Chad. And so that's what we're going to do. And we're going to put it in front of the people. And I believe that they're going to send me back there. So that's what we're facing. And we're helping people to afford their lives, live with dignity, live with safety, live with respect, and to make sure that the people of our state are well served.
Two last questions. You know, Alpha News has become a prominent outlet in town, right-leaning, but they've gained more traction. And they had a story last week where they obtained a video where you are spotted in the video. It's about a 50-second video. I'm just going to read right from the story. Not clapping as veterans arrive on an honor flight to visit memorials in D.C. This was captured at Reagan Airport, the 26th. Just after the honor flight landed, airline workers were announcing some veterans by name, and the video shows you not clapping. Now, this is a 50-second video. I don't know how long it went before, but I don't think you've been asked about this. What do you want to say about that video that's out there?
Well, here's what I want to say about how I feel about veterans. My father was a veteran. My son is a veteran. My son was a combat medic and now is a nurse, and he got his training in the military. So I'm very proud of my support for veterans at the Attorney General's office. We have received awards because we're considered a top employer for veterans. We have an employee resource group dedicated specifically to veterans. It started on my watch. We also have shut down, talking about fraud, we've shut down fraudulent charities where they were, the people who started it were self-dealing, and we banned them from operating in Minnesota and recovered $60,000 in unused funds and sent the money back to groups that really do serve veterans. We banned another group, which was a fraudulent charity that was raising money in the name of veterans, and we sent that money back to people who actually are serving veterans. And because we found that they were putting all the money in their pockets and not giving it to the veterans.
I don't also, doubt any,
you know,
of that.
So, let me just say, yeah, the idea that I don't support veterans is ridiculous. It's untrue. It's a lie. Now, look, I that day, there were 10 or 11 different veterans that came out. I clapped for like all of them. Then I got a call from my office and I answered the phone. And so I might not have been able to see that one that they caught me where I was attending to work-related business.
So you're saying if the video would have captured everything, there were other times that you were clapping?
Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. I got great respect and admiration for our veterans. And my father's a veteran. My son is a veteran. And I guarantee you that there's no veteran who knows me who is unaware of my support for what they do every single day. So this was a tape. Somebody catches you in an unguarded moment and then tries to turn it into something that it isn't. And it's just unfortunate, and it's too bad we have to talk about it, because I clapped for every veteran that came out. And then I got a call and I had to pick up that call. And so here we are talking about something that really is a non-story. Really is a non-story.
I appreciate your time. You know, we'll reach out again. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right.
The Attorney General of the state, Keith Ellison, covering a number of topics. Get the text going. I'm sure they're coming in right now. What is your reaction to what the Attorney General had to say? He's won once. He's won twice. Obviously, the last election was extraordinarily close, less than 1%. And he's pursuing a third term. Let me know. Phone call or text. We can stay with it for a while. 651-461-9226.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's jump in and read a number of your texts. Some folks upset with me for asking about Alpha News. Whether you like it or not, and let me be clear, it's a right-leaning site, okay? And we have left-leaning sites. We have left-leaning sites that are popular. We have right-leaning sites. Do I think Alpha News would have profiled someone who's a Republican and right-leaning that is unflattering to them? No, I don't. Do I think a left-leaning outlet often will portray something that's unfavorable to somebody's left? No. But I will say this. Alpha News has become pretty prominent, Dave, in this town with Liz Collin and a lot of people. And nobody had asked him about that. And I talk often about videos capture moments in time. And it might be a small moment. It might be a moment that doesn't tell the totality of the story. So I felt like it was fair to give him an opportunity to answer that question for the first time and to follow up. But I get how people support Keith, or I don't know if Keith didn't appreciate that. I understand. I'm not trying to play any gotcha questions. I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm trying to ask relevant questions that people are curious about. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm not trying to be cheap shots. It's a very important position. And I jump in for follow-ups, and I get it. We lose out on getting guests at times because I jump in and try to ask direct questions. And there are others who do the exact same thing, and you might think they do it better, or others who just let individuals answer however they want. But Keith has been in the news so much, and I, by the way, I have witnessed racial and Islamic hate towards him, and it's grotesque. But I've also witnessed fair, legitimate questioning of policy positions. And man, the video is going to fade away, but the fraud story is enormous. And I don't know how I can do an interview on a day when he's running for re-election and not ask him multiple questions about that. That's just how I feel.
The attacks on fraud are going to be there, as you said, constantly now until the election happens next year. So in a lot of ways, he should be happy he has the opportunity to speak on that, to explain what the office does, what his role is in preventing or prosecuting fraud. And as far as the the not clapping video, you didn't ask him, why, Keith, do you hate the military? You asked him about the video read from the story,
right,
and asked him to explain. Well, what do you have to say about that? What happened? Can you tell us, give us more context of that situation other than the video? And he was able to share the military experience within his family, his father, his son, things at his office.
If I'm listening to that and I'm a supporter, I thought it was a very good answer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Talking about things that his office has done for veterans.
And he's going to get that question at some point.
Sure.
I really believe. And again, we are so split in our media coverage now.
I haven't noticed that.
I appreciate how often he's come on. And he part of an interview, too, is will individuals allow you to jump in and follow up? Tom Emmer's example has run and hid from the show. That's just a fact. It's a guy I've known since we were 16 and 17. And we just flat out didn't tell me the truth about some dramatic Trump tweet. And when we did 10 minutes of maybe even 15 minutes of other things, and I just told Tom, you're not telling the truth. It's the biggest story out there. He won't come on. And there are other people who just do their talking points over and over and over again. I think Keith Ellison allows you to ask questions. That doesn't mean I think you should then, I got to vote for him because of it. Kurt Dowd, we just had on yesterday. Okay? Another person who, when he was Speaker of the House, allows you to jump in. Tim Walz used to be that person. Tim Walz, by the way, hasn't been on this show how long? A couple years?
It's been a while.
Right?
Yeah.
And the governor now is going with these super long answers. You know, people have decided they'd rather go on friendly places. And there was nothing heroic of what I did. And there's plenty of people can do it. But I get when a lot of people see others going on something where they're either borderline softball or they're safe questions where either the individual interviewed might think, wow, I can go somewhere else. Or a supporter might say, like, there's somebody saying that was slimy to ask him about that. Somebody was going to ask him. And I'm not saying every question that somebody's going to ask, I'm going to do it. But I guarantee it was going to come up by Republicans. So I felt like, why not ask him in this case? Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's stay with it. Because there's a lot of reaction. 651-461-9226. It's 35 past 2. Dan in for Jason. He'll follow us next.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chad, why do you feel the need to spend so much time justifying we asked a tough question? Because what is going on in journalism right now in, well, media, right? In this medium, in the cable side, in the podcasting side, it's all brand, brand, brand. It's all, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, and I'm trying to react to a number of these texts, too, who, if I ask you to text in and then just act tone deaf to them, including many that are highly critical of me, I think that was insulting. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. And anyway, I'm just trying to be honest, where when you have someone who's running for such an important position who is a part of the fraud story, which Dave, isn't that the biggest part of our election coming up next year? Don't you think?
In this state, it absolutely has to be.
Yeah, in this state. And so I'm trying to react to, and we're going to read a lot of texts commenting about it, but there's a lot of texts also on unfair, fair. And I wish we would have not just the instant Donald Trump does something, no matter what, you hate it or love it. Trust me, I'll be clear. I am critical of Donald Trump a lot. That doesn't mean I don't vote for Republicans or don't support Republicans. MAGA, no. I've also been pretty clear about the far left, and that's not my jam either. So, you know, it certainly anybody's opinion is fair, but I'm just trying to answer that one in particular. So the AG doesn't like being judged by a snip of a video. Neither do police officers. I hope he remembers that in the future. I think that's fair. And I think when you have something which is out there, I think it's reasonable to ask. Do I personally think that the attorney general was sitting there, Dave, when he would show up to the event and he wasn't clapping for an extended period of time because veterans were being announced? Hell no, I don't. And when he talks about his father and son, I believe him 100%. But he's judged in a way where sometimes I think it's fair, sometimes it's unfair. He's been out there. He's been political in the other office. He clearly is bumping against Donald Trump on a regular basis. So that's why I debated and decided it It was worthy of a conversation. But the video parts are right. I mean, we could catch any of us in a moment. Catch any of us in a moment with our kids. Catch any of us in a moment at work or in a relationship. And we could look pretty bad. Now, is that a complete reflection of the totality of how we are? With some, maybe yes. With others, no. And so without just repeating myself so much, I felt it was worthy of giving him an opportunity to answer something, which is gaining quite a bit of traction with folks who never were going to vote for him in the first place, but who are going to be a part of this conversation.
Most of us wouldn't get the opportunity to respond if we go viral for a moment we are maybe not proud of or is just taken out of context. It's a snapshot in time, as you say, and has no reflection on our beliefs or our, you know, sensibilities 99.999% of our lives.
More text. I found it upsetting that Keith Ellis and others haven't recognized how lax the Minnesota government has been and asking for accountability prior to giving away huge sums of money. How is no one seems to be visibly checking with these organizations that is asking for millions of dollars? Why haven't they randomly checked these companies? I'm formerly Republican, now independent, thanks to Trump. The feds are involved in a lot of this, right? But I can't fault a soul. I really can't. When it's so pervasive in our state, and right now the data shows over the last few years that we've had more of this type of fraud than any other state. And I don't fault a soul for sitting there saying, now, wait a second. Should the chief executive officer and the attorney general, could they have done more in setting up a system? And Keith talked about where he was trying to get a bill passed. Republicans might say that should have been put in place sooner, considering both of these individuals have been in office for eight some years. Let me keep going. Sadly, we need a house clean in Minnesota. Hopefully, it won't come back. I'll be all Republican. Now, the question is, will the Republicans put up enough people, Dave, who legitimately can win? Jim Schultz could, obviously. If he loses by 0.9%, he legitimately had a chance to win.
Absolutely.
Amy Klobuchar crushed Rice Wayne in the election, last election. It was closer than our other races. That would be what White wants to say. I would think it's more tied to how divided the country is. Scott Jensen lost by, what, 7 points? That's a decisive victory for Tim Walz. So will Republicans run enough individuals who will not be betraying the energy in their party, which is MAGA, but in a state where it's more blue than purple, and certainly more blue than red, if you just look by the fact we haven't had a Republican at a statewide level win in 20 years, how do they walk that fine line?
It's a very tricky spot to be if you're a Republican, and you want, clearly, with the Senate race, we can see that it's very tricky because nobody other than Royce White wants to jump into that one.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're going up against, you know, Amy Klobuchar is the incumbent. It's going to be an open seat.
Yeah. And listen, Pawlenty made news with us first. It would have been nice if the Star Tribune, when they reported that later, would have acknowledged it was first, but the Tribune has a pattern there. It's clear Pawlenty still's got a little bit of juice politically in him, right? I hope it doesn't happen because he's such a damn good guest on our show. So I don't want to lose him that purposes. But they've had a lot of people meet him face-to-face, fly in, because the National Republicans look at the race and say, we can win it, and they look at who's in there and say, we can't win it. You don't have to agree with me. It's just pretty clear. And Pawlenty said it first here. I can't win the endorsement, and I'm highly doubtful I can win the primary.
That's the thing.
If he can't win the primary, what's the point?
Of all those high-level Republicans that came in here and said, hey, come on, Tim, what do you say? Jump in. Did they look at the state?
Yeah.
Did they look at what happened when he tried to become governor again? Yeah.
Jeff Johnson beat him. And you might say it's a small number, because it was, but guess what? Rice White in 24 won the endorsement, and then he won the primary.
Small numbers decide the endorsements in the primary.
He jumped in. Others, let's just be honest, they were afraid of running against Klobuchar, right? And he's in the mix. Do I honestly think he could win this race? I don't. I've been wrong before in politics. Maybe I will be. But that's a part of the competitiveness. Let's see. You asked the AG twice now about a higher level government, positional accountability, honorless fraud, no repercussions at the level, and yet Keith keeps dancing around the answer. I wish you'd not let him do this. I think I asked him three times, and we push back often, you know. You can only do it so many times, and then you have to accept what took place there. Let's see. Keith Ellison represents the people of Minnesota who want equal justice for all Minnesotans, regardless of race, gender, political party, or wealth status. But he also represents Minnesotans who specifically believe in compassion, decency, and adherence to the Constitution of USA and Minnesota. He loses some support from Minnesotans who do not believe in compassion, decency, and adherence to the Constitution of USA and Minnesota. I'm not saying everybody who votes against Keith hates the Constitution and they don't have empathy. That's a pretty broad-based, insulting generalization. Do I think Donald...
Why'd you say it, then?
I read the text. Do I think Donald Trump believes in the Constitution? Mm-mm.
The parts that benefit him.
That's it. I mean, there are more and more... Watch 60 Minutes, where they're just openly defying federal courts. They are. Do I think most Republican officials in this state adhere to the Constitution? Yes, I do. I think the ones who support Trump when he's completely violating not just norms and laws, they should be embarrassed. They justify it by keeping their damn jobs. And I think a high percentage of them would say this off the record, and it's not a small number who said this to me. I want to keep my job. So, yeah, there are people who absolutely support Ellison and believe that, but to say everybody who doesn't have decency, doesn't have a compassion, and doesn't care about the Constitution, that's way, way too far for me. It's 50 past 2. We'll get a little preview of Dan's show. We're hearing that Jason just exploded in Greece.
It's a tough break.
But we're also hearing that Alyssa's already found a new guy.
I can't imagine why it would have taken her long.
And the kids have moved on.
I think the kids had moved on before.
Yeah.
That's why they went to the coasts for college.
He declared him, as far away as possible. One went to New York, one went to... He declared himself a Greek god right at the Parthenon, and then also he just disintegrated right there.
Blaming it on too much Euro meat. I don't know if I buy that.
Ooh, yeah. I can do that pork commercial. I was just at JH and Sons. They're great. I'll miss them. I mean, we now got to fill the 2:30 segment.
That can be done.
Yeah, we can.
Not hard.
Yeah.
Anybody want it out there?
Yeah, come on. Come on down. This is the number one song they're playing while knocking down a significant portion of the White House. When's the last time you, Dan Cook, held a hammer in your hand and executed the act? I hope I'm not going to hear about something criminal where we need to call Brian O'Hara right here.
No. I never admit that sort of thing on the air. Boy, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I mean, when I go camping, I got a mallet to, you know, get the stakes into the ground. Does that count? That counts.
I'm giving you credit on
that. There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that was like...
The hammering motion.
June was the last time I went camping, so...
Was this when you were trying to get involved with some chick?
No.
I just had to go with the term chick right there.
No, and I say that, look, I am not above getting into some activity, you know, in order to encourage the attention of...
Such as? I mean, you're a very honest man. Are you willing to totally fake interest in something, completely feign interest to try to curry interest?
I can't feign interest because I'm too honest.
Steph Curry,
I have a terrible, terrible poker face. So there's no way I can bluff my way through that.
Yep.
But will I try stuff that I otherwise absolutely wouldn't?
Yep.
Sure. Vegetables?
Sushi one time.
Yeah.
Sushi one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also heard you said the devil is misunderstood.
He had some good points. Well, no, not that he had good
points. Do you know the charity work he did?
If you want to go theologically, we can talk about how the devil actually, I think, is misunderstood, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
So, but you only have a couple minutes.
Yeah. Well, you could open with that.
I could.
Yeah.
I'm going to open with something else, though.
Yeah. Walking George Springer. Come on. You're going to put the go-ahead run on? Come on. Come on.
With first base open and the guy right behind him 0 for 3 and not having a great series? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a mistake.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I thought that was a mistake. If it was runners at first and second, I obviously wouldn't do that. But with first base sitting open there, I'm not letting their second best hitter beat me in that situation.
What is your excitement level for this series?
I don't think it's going to be a great series. I think who did I see? I saw somebody on Twitter say Dodgers in five, and I just kind of agreed with that. That would be my guess. I don't think it's going to be a great series.
Blue Jays have been awfully good throughout most of this season.
They've had good moments, yeah.
Well, they had the.
I mean, they've been up and down.
They're starting in Toronto, so they had more good moments than the Dodgers.
Sure. Well, yeah. But the Dodgers are, would you argue they're a better team than the Dodgers right now?
I would not.
No, I wouldn't either. I think the Dodgers are going to steamroll them.
Right. Well,
but what I'm excited for, I want to see Shohei Ohtani just, you know, obliterate the record book. I want to see that kind of greatness. You know, it's.
You're suggesting he needs to top Friday night.
No.
Dave, is that what you're hearing?
I don't say he needs to. I want to see him continue.
Yeah.
I want to see stuff in the World Series. That was perhaps the best performance in the history of playoff baseball. Now I'd like to see something like that in the World Series. And he's certainly capable of it.
Man. I mean.
What else do you want from the guy?
I mean, what do you need? 20 strikeouts.
How hard is this to understand?
7 innings and 5 home runs. Is that what you're asking for?
I'm asking for him to do something
exactly.
like that in the World Series.
Yeah.
It's a different stage.
Yeah. I think we could work him in.
Yeah, there'd be room in the Twins rotation.
There would be.
Sure.
And
the lineup.
In the lineup. And
can we hire him as a manager? Can they?
That's what they should do.
You see, one of us just got hired, our old friend Kurt Suzuki.
Does that mean Torrey is in the mix here?
He's certainly not in the mix in L.A., so he's available.
Yeah.
I don't get the idea of hiring a manager that doesn't have coaching experience, that even if you played the game, that seems odd to me, but.
It does happen occasionally.
It does.
More often than not, it falls flat on his face.
Kind of.
Do you want a preview since we don't have canopy here? How about the news that Jason just exploded in Greece?
Really? I had not heard that yet.
Yeah, just exploded.
That's huge breaking news.
Yeah. That means it's your show.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Next 3 hours. Let's go.
Yeah. How will you miss Jason to Russia?
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.